Latina.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The West and its allies need to be united against authoritarianism, UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said on Saturday as she hosted G7 counterparts with concern about threats from Russia and China. The two-day gathering of foreign ministers from the world's richest nations in Liverpool, England, is the last in-person gathering of Britain's year-long G7 presidency before it hands over the baton to Germany. Russia's buildup of troops on Ukraine's border is top of the agenda, alongside discussions on confronting China, limiting Iran's nuclear ambitions, and addressing the crisis in military-ruled Myanmar. Ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, will join the G7 summit for the first time ever on Sunday in a session earmarked for wide-ranging talks on issues including COVID-19 vaccines, finance, and gender equality. A Congolese-Ugandan military offensive against the deadliest militia in eastern DR Congo has captured 34 rebels, freed hostages, and destroyed camps, the two armies said on Saturday. Uganda and the DRC launched artillery and airstrikes on November 30th against the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, a group blamed for attacks in the Ugandan capital and regular massacres in eastern DR Congo, with Ugandan troops then entering Congolese territory. A joint army statement on Saturday said the operations captured 34 ADF rebels, released 31 Congolese hostages, and destroyed 4 enemy camps, and preliminary results noting no army deaths. The Islamic State group has claimed the ADF as an affiliate. The group has operated in the eastern DRC since the 1990s. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. More than 70 people were feared dead in the U.S. state of Kentucky after tornadoes and severe weather tore through multiple states and caused catastrophic damage. Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear said at a news conference Saturday that the death toll may exceed 100, and he added, this has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. Mexico urged Washington to rethink its migration policy after a horrible road accident killed 55 undocumented migrants in a truck on a major transit route to the United States. The conservative-leaning U.S. Supreme Court refused to block a Texas law that bans most abortions after 6 weeks, but left the door open for abortion providers to challenge the law in lower courts. A top Iranian military official warned on Saturday of a heavy price for aggressors, state media said, after a report of U.S. and Israeli plans for possible military drills to prepare for strikes against Iran's nuclear sites if diplomacy fails. Benin opposition leader Rekia Madugu has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for terror. Special court in the capital, Porto Novo, after a brief trial that her lawyers condemned as a political attack. U.S. consumer prices rose last month at a rate not seen in nearly 40 years, the government reported, underscoring how inflation threatens the world's largest economy and U.S. President Joe Biden's public support. Thousands of Indian farmers packed their belongings and dismantled tent cities as they headed home from the Delhi outskirts, following a year-long protest against the government's agriculture policies. More than 30,000 people in northern Cameroon have fled to Chad after an ethnic dispute over dwindling water resources flared into deadly violence, the UN Refugee Agency says, adding that climate change may have fueled tensions. The Pacific territory of New Caledonia goes to the polls this weekend for a third and final referendum on independence from France, with campaigning marked by angry demands to call off the vote because of the COVID pandemic. And Jeff Bezos' Blue Origins blasts its third private crew into space, this time including the daughter of the first American astronaut. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.